I guess his legs were very fresh, and his hand clearly was looking good as well. John White joins us, fresh off that 192 yards and a 24-0 ass kicking of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. John, welcome to the show. How you doing?
How you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good.
Hey man, now what's your career high at any level of rushing yards?
I really couldn't tell you. You gotta ask my dad. He's into the stats.
Had you ever broken 200 before in a game? Like, it probably in, like, you know, in,
oh yeah, I've got to 3 before, I think, for sure.
300 in Pop Warner or like in college?
Nah, in like high school.
Oh, okay.
I got 50 carries.
Jeez.
Like that, you know.
50 carries. Like, how does your body feel after that? 50 carries.
I have 50 carries at Utah 1 year. I mean, one game too. 52 carries, I think.
52.
Wow.
They didn't know how to call any other plays or what?
I know. I had the actually had the most in the whole NCAA that year too. It was like 300 or something like that attempts.
Now how banged up were you at the end of that season? Like, did you have to take 2 months off? Because that's a lot of punishment.
I actually didn't get banged up until like the last season game, and then I played in the bowl game. Had a little ankle injury. They're going after me that game.
Well, I guess they'd be going after you. But what about the day right after the game? I know, you know, maybe you're not injured, but you got to be bruised. Does it take a day or two just to get movement again?
Yeah, after that game, I was kind of feeling it a little bit because I hadn't played in, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So kind of getting back in that groove. My body was a little bit more tired than usual, but I got back pretty fast. I'm feeling good right now.
John White joins us. John, obviously, you know, your best game in the CFL, and I know what I overheard you talking, and when people are asking about your hand, you're like, yeah, my hand, fine. And he goes, my legs are really fresh. And you looked like a guy determined to make sure that everybody knew you were the number one running back in Edmonton.
Definitely. I just wanted to go out there and just get that W. You know, I haven't been out there with my teammates in a while, and you know, having that feeling again, you know, I just had to come out with a win, you know, and I wanted to do anything, for my team to win.
John, I really got the sense that you energized that offense. Would you say the same?
Yeah, I bring a little bit of spark to the offense. You know, all the guys say that, but, you know, I'm just playing my game, you know, and that's how I play. I've always played it that way.
You're not a very big guy, John, but a lot of running backs, you've got to be shorter to the ground, really, for your gravity, so you can run through guys and by guys, right? It's almost you can't be great being big.
It may sound like an oxymoron because, you know, you've seen big backs in the earlier days, but, you know, the game has changed, you know, and smaller guys are getting it done too.
Outside of being a good running back, I was watching, you really seem to relish blocking. Not a lot of running backs like it. Where'd you learn to be such a good blocker, and why do you like it so much?
I learned to be a good blocker by my this hard-nosed coach at Utah named Coach Dave Stram. He's actually the offensive coordinator at Fresno State right now. He kind of introduced me how to be, you know, kind of fit up on a play, you know, and other guys like Quinton Ganther and, you know, just other coaches, you know, always harped on blocking, you know, the small details and, you know, making sure you know your protection. So, you know, running's going to come first anyway, because that's, you know, a running back runs, you know, and that's what they do. So blocking definitely has to come first.
What about as far as your running style? You seem to be what everyone calls a jump cutter. Maybe is that something you developed as a younger age? You have to do it now, or how does that work?
I guess it's a jump cut, but I don't know. It's just me reacting. I played the game so long, you know, my body just reacts to certain things, and I just run. I don't think. I just run.
John White joins us fresh off 192 yards in the Eskimos' 24-0 victory over Saskatchewan. John, easily, you know, from a running attack, 300 yards as a team is great, but the overall special teams, offense and defense, really the first game where all three units were hitting on all cylinders. How important is that, and how do you guys ensure that maybe you can, you know, not necessarily repeat 300 yards running, but repeat having, you know, all three units playing well at the same time?
We just got to harp on the small details again, and that's what we really paid attention to this week, and then, you know, our focus level was keen to the stickler. I mean, to the small details, and we were really sticklers to details that game. And we just made sure we just had to, you know, everybody did their 1/12 on the field, and everybody just played hard, and you know, and gave 100% effort, and you know, prepared for the game.
How much credit you got to give to your offensive line there this year?
Man, I got to give the credit to the offensive linemen and the receivers and everybody on the field. Mike Riley always throwing some blocks out there, too. And, I mean, all those guys are great. You know, I'm going to block for them, and they're going to block for me. You know, we got a great relationship together, you know, as an offense. And, you know, we just want more. We strive for more, though.
Your offensive line opened some pretty big holes for you, John, at certain times. Was that – like, they obviously did a great job, but – it seemed like their middle linebacker was vacating the middle of the field. Is that something you guys had picked up on film?
I don't know. I couldn't really see that, but I don't know. I don't know what their linebackers were doing, or you know what their defense was doing. But whatever they're doing, the holes are opening up.
I guess that's all that matters. Now, when you get the ball. When you get the ball in the backfield, can you tell that you're in good shape as far as there's a hole there? Or can you see, like, you know what, I got to create something on my own?
Sometimes you got to create a hole. You know, the great backs, you know, they create holes, you make holes, you make great plays off of, you know, plays that are not even there. And when I get the rock sometimes, you know, sometimes it doesn't look, you know, as great as it should. But, you know, sometimes I find my way through. I guess that's my stature coming in play.
Yeah,
hiding behind those big guys.
I've always been, I watched the last game from in the end zone, so you have a better vantage point than you do from the side of the field, seeing the vision that the running backs or O-linemen or whoever see from that vantage point. John, vision as a running back, you know, are you more of a vision guy, or is it more of a feel to you as when you know that, or you think that hole is going to open up?
I think it's kind of a both, you know. It's kind of got to have a feel as a running back, because, you know, sometimes that hole might not be there, but, you know, as long as you press the hole, you know, and the hole may open up. So sometimes you just got to reach your keys, and, you know, sometimes you got to feel it. So it's kind of in between.
And then, you know, for a guy like yourself, you know, you're 6 feet tall, you're again going low. It must be really hard for those guys to pull you down because you're so low and you're driving your legs.
I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah, well, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, right?
5'7",
no,
I think. Right?
I know.
5'7".
Yeah, well, I was trying to pump you up a little bit, you know, in case anyone's listening at home. But no, you know, you're that size.
I've never heard that before.
Well, you can write that down. You can get that tattooed on your arm. But, you know, when you're talking about that, it must be hard to drag you down because you're so low.
Yeah, you know, as long as you're pumping your legs, you know, driving your legs. My dad always says that, you know, make sure you're always driving your legs, you know. Are always falling
They're
forward.
Different than football.
You know, you're always
they
gaining
like
yards. That's what I really try to do, just make sure I'm falling forward every time I run the rock.
John, getting back in, you know, that first game, the adrenaline is always there for a lot of guys now. With your injury, because it was your hand, I'm guessing your conditioning really didn't drop off at all. You were able to train condition-wise, so, you know, there won't be that adrenaline rush and then maybe a little bit of a dip in the next few weeks?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I'm kind of a high-energy guy anyway, but I'm pretty sure you're going to see what you saw last game again and again and again.
Do you have have you ever had, like, a go-to touchdown celebration? The one you would do all the time?
It just comes out. I don't know. It just, whatever comes to the brain, it just comes out.
Okay.
Don't celebrate. You know what?
The reason I ask is your defensive line, they've all, you know, got on board with Sewell's somersault, and it's kind of become their thing defensively. I was wondering if one of the offensive guys was going to come up with something that the offensive guys would do.
You know what? Maybe we'll get together and try to get something going, just because you said that.
I like it. Oh, yeah. Perfect. I'll take credit for it then, Johnny.
You might have just started something.
Nice. I don't know if you can get over 300 carries the remainder of the season, but maybe you can shoot for a 200-yard game. Did anybody tell you that the Eskimo single-game record is 225 yards? So you're pretty close.
Oh, wow. I never knew that, but shoot, maybe we can get it another time. But, you know, we're going to focus on these W's, though, and that's what's the most important thing, you know, out of the game.
Well, John, we appreciate it. Continued success. And I know Eskimo fans are excited to have a dynamic running back who can carry the rock on a consistent basis. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate your time. Go Eskimos. Thank you.